episode of Mage Hand High Five. I'm your Dungeon Master, Casey Pappas, and with me, ranked least to most likely to get stuffed into a bag of holding.
Oh.
Interesting.
Interesting. Lysander, poor kid.
This is vibes. This is just vibes.
Okay.
First, Max Weinberg.
Wow, you think this little of me?
Sorry.
I am a slippery, medium-sized guy. I think I would not get in that bag.
Well, you are least likely, so that works out.
Oh, fuck. Never mind. Oh,
oh, thank
you.
Likely, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, good sir. Thank you.
Max,
thank you,
good sir. I'm so confused by that response.
How dare you?
You want to get kidnapped.
I'm going to get that bag whether you like it or not.
I am following them to a secondary location. It's happening.
I'm putting myself in the bag as opposed to getting put in the bag.
Oh, see, that's fair. That's fair.
Next, Rowan McStay.
Howdy, I'm Rowan McStay playing Salome Briar. It is good to be back. And I'm not going to a second location with Titus Jameson.
Why not?
That guy's
sure.
Freaking weird.
Okay.
Is it just a bag of holding general or is it this bag of holding?
The bag of holding is actually being held by Titus Jameson, so.
Yeah, I'm hard out. Absolutely not.
Get in the bag.
Ooh. Oh, no, never again. Never again.
Ew, no. No.
And last, Robin Langenhop.
The one true Robin has returned. Hi, I'm Robin Langenhop playing Hayden Kincaid. And
because we had another Robin.
An interloper.
As a youngin, I was the kind of person who would take pride in my ability to fit into lockers and therefore would put myself into lockers and then close the door. And then, of course, if somebody tried to actually close the locker on me, I would just slam the door back in their face. So really, joke's on them as well as me. But hi, I'm happy to be back. Hello.
What?
Hey.
Wow. Okay.
Welcome back.
We're rusty.
And with that, let's dive right in.
Last time on Mage Hand High Five, you found yourself face to face with Larissa Mavell, the head of Hazak. She revealed her plan to take over selling out Echo to Threed, a deal set to take place that very morning. The three of you escaped, only to find that Threed was already in Echo. A Zeppelin owned by Wyatt's father had arrived, carrying the Forsyth manservant Clive, Titus Jameson, and Lucinde Courtois. Salome attempted to stop Barabbas' handover of Lysander and drew the fire of two Bastion guards. Hayden disguised themselves to try and fool Courtois, but only succeeded in opening combat. Wyatt, running from the threat of an imminent return to Threed, came upon two church assassins abducting Davy and began to intervene. Where you are now? You are all entering combat simultaneously, so I'm going to have you all roll initiative.
Yeah, let's go.
Great. Wyatt.
14.
Hayden.
16.
14.
Yours is also 14. First in the order is Titus.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Okay.
What?
Titus is a... Listen, Titus is a dexterous little fuck.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He just does agility training all day at his tower.
His con, not very good. His strength, not very good.
Don't tell us this. Don't tell us this. Don't tell us this.
Well, I mean, listen, you can tell.
Oh.
You can tell. He's a wiry little guy. On his turn, he sees the bag drop. You are just knocked straight down.
Mm-hmm.
So the bag is right there. On his turn, he grabs it, turns to the Bastions, says, kill whoever that is. Then turns, uses his movement to get back onto the gondola. And you see it shake as if it is getting ready to rise.
Okay.
Next in the order is Courtois.
Oh.
Hayden, you are face to face with Courtois, but when you look up, you find that her face is no longer there. And you are in a dark cube.
Yeah.
Courtois' voice echoes all around you as she says, "So be it." Hayden, you need to make a dex saving throw.
Dex save? Okay.
Yeah.
13.
Ooh.
Yeah, probably not good enough.
Hey, how many d6s are you rolling, Casey?
Why is that important?
I'm just curious what level fireball you just cast on Hayden.
Oh, no.
There's so many people around me.
I don't think she cares.
That would be so foolish.
The people around you at this moment.
Basically everybody, right?
are the other Hazak guard.
Mm-hmm.
Titus has just climbed into the gondola.
Clive and the two bastions.
Titus needs to make a dex saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone needs to make a dex saving throw.
Yeah, fireball's huge.
Do I?
Yeah, fireball's huge. Yeah, you need to make a dex saving throw.
Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah, this is the point where I let you know that Courtois is insane.
That's only a 10.
That does not save.
Eesh.
Titus saves wildly. One bastion saves, one fails. Clive saves.
Of course he does.
Nice.
And the Forsyth men fail. Everyone who failed takes 36 fire damage.
Ooh.
Everyone who passes takes half.
I will say, with a 28 con save, Salome's still invisible.
What the fuck does it take?
A lot of damage.
God. It also only lasts a minute, right?
No, an hour.
An hour?
Yep.
Dude, come on.
My Fae spirit explodes and the darkness dissipates.
Okay.
So there's an explosion of fire, and as the fire fills the street, the darkness dissipates, and I see Courtois in the smoke and flame.
That sounds holy rad hell. As hell, honestly.
Casting an AoE fireball into the middle of your own guys is crazy.
You hear Titus scream from inside the gondola, "What the fuck?" The Forsyth men do not look very good. Clive looks beautiful.
As always, I love him.
Courtois stands in the gondola. Hayden.
Courtois misty stepped into the gondola.
Well, no, she actually used her blessing of the Raven Queen.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's more fun when Twilight did it.
Love Shadar Kai.
Two questions.
Yes.
How big is the gondola and who all is in it currently?
Big enough to fit all these folks. And at the moment, Titus and Courtois. Next in the order is Clive.
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 is assessing the situation. He rushes forward and attacks you, Hayden.
Well, hello, Clive.
As he rushes forward, his hand reaches behind his back, and you see a quarterstaff appear.
Mm.
He twirls it above his head and fully is going to try and hit you in the side. That is a 22 and a 19.
Those will both hit.
That is 14 on the first hit and 8 on the second hit.
Groovy. I am bloody.
And as he does, he says, "Where's the boy?"
What boy?
The Forsyth boy.
I have no rotten idea. Look, I don't know who you are and I have no business with you. If you want to go searching for the kid, go do it.
Hayden, it is your turn.
In the meantime, I got some business to take care of over here. Courtois is on the gondola with Titus Jameson.
Mm-hmm.
Lucien Courtois, you who claim yourself to be a good religious person ordered the murder of children. On behalf of those children, I will send you where you belong. And Hayden raises up a hand to the clear, open sky, the sun not yet risen, and calls the light of the moon down upon the gondola and casts Moonbeam at a fourth level. Both Titus and Courtois, assuming they're right next to each other, need to make a con save. You do not turn the laws of nature against me. Nature has no laws.
She burns a counterspell.
Ooh.
on an 18 save.
Damn.
You raise your hand, and as she does, as you do, she does as well. And she says, "The difference between you and I is that I know that I am not good. It is not my place to be good. It is my place to prepare the way." Hayden, is there anything else you do on your turn?
How far away is the gondola?
Not very far. You're right outside it.
I'm going to run and hop into the gondola then.
You run and hop in.
I will summon the spirit of Daisy the Diredillo.
Okay.
I get 11 temp HP and advantage on strength checks and saves.
Nice.
Great. Anything else?
That's all I can do.
Okay. What is your passive perception?
15.
Next in the order are Forsyth's men. They aren't quite sure what to do. And Clive turns to them and says, "Search the city. Look for the boy." And they turn hesitantly and file down the street. Next in the order is the Bastion, or is one of the Bastions. The first one is going to attack you, Salome. He's going to have disadvantage. However, he attacks twice.
If you're prone, though, it's with advantage.
Then it would be flat.
Yeah, then it would, okay. Yeah.
That's a 14 and an 18 to hit.
Oh, the 18 hits.
Oh! Yeah, baby.
I'm trying to think if I want to cast shield and go out of invisibility. I don't think I do.
That's not good when the DM makes those sounds.
You take 14 points of bludgeoning damage as this one raises his shotgun and bam, like hits you with the butt of it.
Oh, that sucks. I do still pass the con save to stay invisible.
Great. It is your turn.
Beautiful. I look at Barabbas. Well, I get up. I look at Barabbas. What condition is he in?
He appears completely, like, frozen.
Okay. Is it an action to pull the stake out of his chest?
It is.
How far away am I from the gondola?
20 feet. Barabbas is next to you, and I will say it's easy to tell. The sun is rising. In two turns, the sun will touch Barabbas.
Okay.
Ooh.
My plan was to get to the gondola this round. However, Hayden is there.
Mm-hmm.
I trust Hayden to try to get Lysander if they can, and I will try to go next round. I don't want this to happen to Barabbas. So I get up and I use my action to pull the stake out of Barabbas's chest.
You fall to your knees next to Barabbas, grab the stake with both hands, and pull it from his chest. The moment it exits his flesh, he...
Hey, darling, you're okay. You're okay. The sun's about to come up. They have Lysander. We're trying to fight, but don't stay out longer than you ought to, okay?
He looks, sees the sun rising, and says, "Damn it.
We'll figure this out. Get inside if you need to. When this is over, meet us at Lysander and Winona's."
He snarls and you see him dissipate into mist.
And, God, I have, what, now just 15 feet of movement and a bonus action?
Yeah.
All right, bonus action, Hexblade's Curse, which is not a spell, on Titus.
Okay.
And I use my movement to get to the gondola.
You make it to the ramp of the gondola. You do not make it inside.
Great.
Okay. Because you are 15 feet away. Wyatt, these assassins bear down on you. It is your turn.
Oh, okay. How far away from me are they?
I will say 15 feet.
As these assassins come running towards Wyatt, he knows he has to fight two people at once, so he has to start thinking a little bit
wider than single targets, so he's going to cast Spirit Guardians at a fourth level.
Okay.
And because they're close enough, they'll have to make wisdom saving throws.
What's the DC to beat?
17.
That is a 17 and a 19.
Damn. Mm. Well, they're still taking half.
Okay.
13 halved.
So it is 6
so
points.
So 6.
Yeah.
Yep, of radiant damage.
Cool. You get them both.
Ooh, actually, ooh, this is crunchy. I'm going to walk back a little bit to get some space.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go about 15 feet back because their speed is halved inside my spirit guardians.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Cool.
Davey, run!
Davey's standing there. And he says, are you going to be okay?
I'll be fine. Just get somewhere safe.
He turns and runs back into his house.
That's not what I meant.
Great. Next in the order are the assassins. They're going to do something a little foolish because they don't know that it's foolish. And each of them is going to cast Scorching Ray.
Mm.
Okay, so 2 out of 6 hit.
Okay.
You are going to take 16 points of fire damage, but...
It's going to be 8 because I am resistant to fire damage now, baby.
Yeah, baby.
It does that kind of like anime thing where the flames like go around Wyatt as if they're like not as effective as they would be as he kind of like channels the fire into whatever he's going to do back to them next turn.
Mm.
But I do have to make 2 concentration checks on Spirit Guardians.
Okay, go ahead.
No, it drops.
Okay. The Spirit Guardians drop.
Damn.
They run the 30 feet and make it to you. Next in the order is the other Bastion.
I've left the area. I'm invisible. You don't know where the fuck I am.
I know. I know. And there is just nothing he can do about that.
He can do a perception check as an action.
Yeah.
But I might be somewhere else by the next time.
He rolled a 15 to try and find you. I don't know what that's rolling against. Is that your spellcasting modifier?
I want to say that it would be stealth, and you can choose whether or not to give me advantage on the stealth check because I am invisible.
Yeah, okay. Go for it.
No, I didn't roll well, so he knows where I am right now. That's a 10.
Okay, cool. He is going to point that out to the other Bastion and says, there.
Where?
What? Where?
Great. Top of the order. The gondola rises 30 feet in the air.
Shit. Hail.
Yeah.
All right. Fun.
Yeah. Titus, Courtois, and Hayden are in it. At the top of the order, Titus looks at Courtois and says, what are you waiting for? Do it. And then he turns and pulls a gun and is going to fire at you, Hayden.
Okay.
And it's not going to hit.
Great.
And then it is Courtois' turn. Courtois looks at Titus and then looks at you, Hayden. She stretches out her arms and says, look around you. Hayden, you look, and the bottom of the gondola has been etched with a magic circle. This is a teleportation circle.
Oh, shit.
And Courtois smiles and says, I offer you a choice. Continue this fight alone or flee like a coward.
What a lovely offer.
And she is going to hold her action to let you decide. The next turn in the order is Clive's.
Christ.
Clive sees the gondola raise, and he honestly, coolly looks away.
Mm.
As if accepting that his ride is leaving without him. He turns and runs down the street.
I bet it looks so cool when he runs.
It's pretty rad.
He's got like coattails.
Just like straight arm. Just it's like a machine. It's like the, what's it? The villain in Terminator 2.
Mm-hmm.
Hayden.
Yes.
You stand on a teleportation circle with Courtois and Titus Jameson. The choice has been offered to you. Continue the fight, and the teleportation circle will activate. Or run.
There's what I want to do and what I should do. And that's where I am right now.
Uh-huh.
Is the bag available for me to grab?
It is in Titus's grasp. You can run to him and make a strength check. That will be your action. Running deeper into the gondola will activate the teleportation circle. This whole time, Titus is screaming, "Do it! Do it!" At Courtois, not at you.
Why are you giving me this opportunity? Why not just take me with you and kill me when you get there?
She smiles and says, "Because I know that it will eat you alive to watch this opportunity slip through your fingers. And I will need you to make an action."
I don't know how the teleportation spell works. I need to just go. All right, fine. I misty step down. And immediately just start firing every bullet I have out of the lucky shot, knowing that by the time they reach the gondola, the two of them will be gone already.
The gondola continues to ascend. Do you have anything else you do?
I mean, that was my bonus action, and I'm spending my action to fire pointless bullets into the air.
Go ahead and roll them.
All right. I'm going to use my ability to subtract 5 from my attack roll to potentially add 10 to my damage.
Okay.
Man, you haven't used sharpshooter in a long time.
Yeah.
Been a minute.
I'm using +3 on the lucky shot. So I'm only taking a -2.
-2, not bad.
Okay.
26 to hit on the first shot.
Okay. Yeah.
I am going to mark Lucin Courtois as my favored foe.
Okay.
And I'm going to be doing an extra d4 of psychic damage as well, making this 2d8 plus 2d4 plus 7.
Ooh.
Plus 10.
Okay. Do it up.
30 damage on my first strike, and I will fire again.
Wow, 30 damage. Holy shit. Okay. Mm-hmm.
27 to hit.
That also hits. Roll damage.
Another 36 damage.
Awesome.
Oh my god.
I was one away from maximum damage.
Holy cow. Yeah, you fire 2 shots of the lucky shot. You see Courtois standing at the edge of the gondola looking down at you, and bam, bam, she falls back from the edge screaming. And then you see light flare up from the gondola.
As the light starts to go up with the teleportation, Salome calls out, hoping that Titus will recognize her voice, and says, "Titus, how dare you call that man your brother when all you have done is taken advantage of him, you sniveling sycophant. Come back. I want you going home to Threed with your tail between your legs and see how your brother and your daddy thank you for it."
The light flares up. You do not hear a response as the teleportation circle activates.
Fuck.
And they are gone. Roll an intimidation check.
15.
We'll handle that in a bit. After Hayden's turn are the Forsyth men. They are still running down the street. Next is the Bastion. The Bastion was pointed out your location by the other Bastion.
Mm-hmm.
He still has disadvantage on his attack, but he knows where you are.
Okay. Uh-oh, was that 2 nat 20s?
It was at least 1 nat 20.
Casey's not that lucky.
It was a nat 20 and a nat 1.
Ooh, and that nat 1 misses, baby.
But that's his first attack.
Did you get 2 nat 20s?
That's a nat 20 and a 17 on the die.
Oh, so on that the is die?
That is a 24 to hit.
Hold on, 19, 20, 21, 22, 20. Damn, I can't even cast shield about it. Yep, that hits.
Yeah.
What are you at?
35. And okay. I'm planning to get the fuck out of Dodge.
Great.
Fuck, we lost Lysander. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
He bludgeons you again with the shotgun. Bam. And that is going to be 11 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ooh. Ah. Salome's still invisible, still holding on to this, speaks through a bloody mouth. As the blood drips to the ground, it becomes visible outside of her range of invisibility, and she says, I want you going back to Threed empty-handed too, you snake bastard.
The Bastion looks at you, and he says, I am fully prepared to not go back to Threed at all.
Good.
And I will make sure you don't go back either.
I certainly fucking hope not.
It is your turn.
How's Hayden looking?
38 plus 11 temp. And you now have 11 temp from me.
Oh, really? God bless, because I'm at 24 HP.
Wyatt's at like 90.
Wyatt's doing just fine.
Hayden, we getting the hell out of here.
We got to save the kid.
Yeah, all right. I run.
You don't take an attack of opportunity. You just run. Damn it.
I will use my bonus action to use my channel divinity to harness divine power. Also not a spell. And I am regaining an expended spell slot with it just so that I can have that back.
Okay.
And I just run. God, I don't even see Wyatt wouldn't be at the pickled liver. Can I roll like some kind of check to see if I could suss out whether he would go to... The only options are Winona's or Davies.
The thing is, those are down the street from each other.
That's right.
Great. I just run in that direction then.
Yeah, they're on the same street. If you go to one, you'll be close to the other.
Yep, just sprint in that direction then.
Okay.
I can't believe I've been invisible this whole fight. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
Awesome.
Great. You run. Wyatt. It's you versus two assassins.
Wyatt, taking that fire energy that was just blasted at him, kind of spins it around and kind of releases a Nova blast from around him as his Radiance of Dawn ability, which is a channel divinity, that they have to do a DC 17 con save.
Okay. One saves, one fails.
23 radiant damage or 11 halved.
Ooh, that one is bloodied.
And then Wyatt's going to cast Shield of Faith on himself. So once again, another just a shimmer of heat.
Mm.
Like a mirage in the desert, a shimmer of heat just kind of comes over his whole body.
Ooh, okay.
And then he yells back to Davey, Davey, you got to get out of there. Get someplace safe. They know you live there.
Davey is inside the house. You're not sure if he hears you. You don't hear his response. As the assassins get ready to attack you, both assassins draw swords.
Mm-hmm.
And as they do, you hear movement. You look, and coming up the block are three Wyatts.
What?
All of them look exactly like you.
Yeah.
Each of them with a quarterstaff. And they say, leave that boy alone. And they will fall in with you. And now there are four Wyatts.
Is this?
This is the Fatespun players.
This is the Fatespun players for sure.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Okay.
This is the Fatespun players. And now, in order to attack you... They will roll a first check, and then they will have to roll a second check to see if they hit you.
This mirror image?
Yeah.
Casey, just so that you're aware, I'm going to say that because they seem like the most likely to fight, I'm going to say that Call and Nay have that 16 temp HP.
Sounds good. The assassins will attack. One of them hits, one of them misses. Neither of them hit you.
Question, does my shimmering mirage heat shield give me away?
For the sake of fun, no.
Amazing.
That is their turn. And now the Fatespun players have entered the combat. The Fatespun players have entered the chat.
Who are you?
One of them says, just go with it, kid.
Okay. Do you understand? I'm just looking at three me's.
The assassins both look at you as you say that.
That's new.
Great. The other bastion is going to go. He looks, sees the bastion, and sees you, Hayden. He raises his right arm, and you see something that you didn't notice last time. Coming out of his right arm is a tube. It snakes its way around to his back. He raises his right arm. A jet of flame erupts from the gauntlet on his right hand. You take 12 points of fire damage.
I will cast Absorb Elements.
Ooh.
So I take 6 instead of 12.
And you are on fire.
And I am on fire.
Which means at the start of your turn, you will take 1d6 fire damage unless you use your action to make a dexterity check to put it out.
Okay.
He doesn't get closer to you because he doesn't need to. You watch. The gondola is continuing to ascend, and you see the Zeppelin beginning to move away from Echo. Hayden, you are the only visible combatant against these bastions.
Yeah.
However, as you are getting ready to take your turn, you see the bastion with the flamethrower looking at you, and then you see a thrown object smash against his helm.
Uh-huh.
He staggers back for a moment, and you hear a voice shout, "Fuck off, Jamesons!" You look, the gathering crowd has begun to gather projectiles.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
And the bastion takes a brick to the helm.
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm.
These people look pissed.
Mm. Yeah.
They are not going to be a match for these bastions alone, like by themselves. As a group, yeah, they might be enough to deter the bastions. But you know the bastions could hurt some people.
Hmm.
What is your goal here today? And haven't you already achieved it? You can slaughter a mob of people and die in the process. Or you can go.
The bastion scans the crowd. Make a persuasion check. You don't need to do it with disadvantage. Mm-hmm. Even though normally you would. Because there is an angry mob that is giving you the help action on that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
33.
Nice. Okay.
The bastion has his arm extended still. He scans the crowd. And then he looks at the other bastion and says, "Fall back." The other bastion nods. And with both of their eyes on you, they both begin to backpedal out of Echo.
Lovely doing business with you. And I start running, still on fire.
As you are exiting the combat, you turn your shoulder to see the Zeppelin beginning to hover out into the distance. Its gondola has stopped, is still swinging, and then begins to lower again as it settles outside of the city.
Mm-hmm.
The bastions walk out of Echo. Which leaves Wyatt.
That's me.
Wyatt, it's you and the Fatespun players.
Hey, campers. Have you heard of Season 5 of 5 Gems in a Trench Coat from Inside the Tent? You haven't? Well, let us tell you about it.
A nice, green, natural regional park. This is Hidden Falls Regional Park. For our purposes in our world, it's a bit larger than it actually is. It is the summer of 1983, and it is all of your first time getting to stay at Hidden Falls.
We promise it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a story of three childhood friends going across the Americas in 1987 using Kids on Bikes, second edition. So grab a blanket, make some coffee. The first 3 episodes are available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Music, soundscapes,
Two things that can turn a great session into a legendary adventure. And with Pocket Bard, running sound doesn't have to be complicated. Pocket Bard is a music and soundscape app designed with one goal in mind: provide quality music and soundscapes at the click of a button. With seamless transitions, you can move from sunny starter town to deepest direst dungeon in a snap. And with Pocket Bard's intensity slider, you can fine-tune the music on the fly, creating the perfect tone for the perfect moment. And best of all, its easy-to-use interface means you'll always be in control, even in the heat of battle. Pocket Bard's become my go-to environment app for home games because it frees me up to focus on what's most important, the fun. And with 20 free location ambiences available from the jump, there's no reason not to try it for your next game night. So go craft your legend. Pocket Bard's got your back. Immersive audio, made simple.
Mage Hand High Five is sponsored in part by Hero Forge. Hero Forge is a veritable playground for you to design and buy your own custom miniatures for your table. And with their Black Friday sale, there's never been a better time to make your mini dreams come true. All physical miniatures and accessories are now 20% off, from color plastic miniatures to acrylic keychains and more. Not only that, but for those with a 3D printer like me, you can get a full 50% off digital miniatures. The sale ends December 1st, so don't wait. Restrictions apply. Head to heroforge.com/sale for more details.
So to blend in even better, Wyatt's going to grab his staff that he very rarely uses off of his back and just smack the assassin that's looking bloodied.
Okay. Yeah.
Nobody hurts my friends. Okay. 18.
That hits. Roll damage.
Cool. So this hasn't really come up before, I don't think, but my staff is the Staff of Withering, which we've reflavored to be like a flame staff.
Mm. Yes.
So when I hit, they have to make a DC 15 constitution saving throw.
Mm.
I also deal 2d10 extra fire damage from it. This only can be done 3 times each day.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
I guess if they fail, they have disadvantage for an hour on any ability check or saving throw that uses strength or con.
They fail.
Amazing. So because of blessed strikes or blessed strikes, I also deal an extra D8 on melee weapon attacks or on weapon attacks.
Okay.
So it's going to be 2d10 plus a d6 plus a d8 plus 3.
Okay.
Amazing.
26 as Wyatt flames up the edge of the staff and smacks this guy in the face.
Ooh.
He drops.
Wyatt just soloing two assassins is crazy.
This assassin drops like a pile of rocks, just poof, and is going to start making death saving throws.
I don't like the phrase that you tell an NPC to make death saving throws.
I just guess I want you to think back to the last time we fought assassins and what happens when they die.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he's going to start making death saving throws. Yep.
Thank you for the reminder that they blow up. You know what I'm going to do for shits and giggles here?
What are you going to do?
Because I can.
Yeah.
As a bonus action, second level spell, I'm going to cast Spiritual Weapon.
Yay.
And summon the whip of Dynamo Tex and whip this other guy.
Rawhide.
Oh, does it look like Clementine's whip now?
Oh, aww. Yeah. Aww. Now it looks like Clementine's whip.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Howdy, Clem.
Oh, that's a 27 to hit?
The other assassin? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
And that's 8 force damage.
That assassin is still up and moving. Next in the order are the Fatespun players. All three of them are going to make attacks.
Three crits.
No, all three of them hit, though. It was a 19, an 18, and a 17. It's crazy how in sync they are.
Nuts.
And this assassin is wavering on his feet after a flurry of blows. Is the other assassin's turn.
Leave my friend alone.
The assassin is going to cast Scorching Ray and is going to get 3 chances to hit you, Wyatt.
I'll use Warding Flare to give the first one disadvantage.
Ooh, okay. Wow. Yeah, that don't hit.
Why it is Superman?
Wyatt's awesome.
Wyatt's crazy right now.
We've had a generally successful day outside of losing Lysander.
Speak for yourself.
Valid. I mean, you got out alive after trying to 1v1 Courtois, so.
It's true.
It don't hit you.
Hey!
Yeah, it
But the other one does hit one of the others.
Let me know how they're also looking if they start to look kind of hurt, because I'll heal them, you know?
They're still doing okay. Honestly, it's 4v1 at this point, and this assassin doesn't know surrender, is the thing.
Okay.
So I'm going to make a death saving throw for the one on the ground. Wyatt, it is your turn. This assassin is wavering on his feet.
It doesn't look good?
Don't look good.
I'm going to use my bonus action to attack with the whip.
Okay.
That's a 25.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Rawhide! Oh, that's full damage. That's 13 damage.
He's dropped.
It's going to be non-lethal damage now that I'm reminded of their internal explosion mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
And as my action, I will cast Spare the Dying on the other one.
Mm. Okay.
Nice.
They both are stable at zero, unconscious.
Can y'all watch these? Make sure they don't go anywhere.
They say, yeah.
And also,
yeah, we can do that.
Maybe don't look like me. That's kind of weird, please.
Well, they change back to themselves and they go, okay. We thought it might help.
No, you in a fight it's helpful, but now that we're hopefully, I gotta go help my friend. Bye. And Wyatt runs into the house.
Wyatt, you run into the house. Salome and Hayden, you are turning up the street.
Mm-hmm.
And see the Fatespun players
standing over these unconscious bodies.
Like standing guarding over the assassins, essentially. You see them like pulling them over onto the sidewalk.
Wyatt, where's Wyatt?
Well, first, Nay runs to you and hugs you and says, you're okay.
Worse for wear, but I'm standing.
Also, Jesus, you're on fire.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And they take an action pat you down.
Yeah, I kind of faced my own little personal boogeyman and she got away. But that's for another day. Is Wyatt all right?
Call says, yeah, he's fine. He ran over there, following his friend.
Okay. Is Salome here?
Honestly, if everybody looks out of danger, Salome stays invisible and just sits down on the ground and is very much, I think, in her own space right now. I think she finds like a corner and sits in it, invisible.
They look around. No, we don't see her.
I would say that, like, it's fair to say, I don't want you to feel like she's in danger. So, like, I think you would have heard her running with you. And then just, like, in the lull, she just is not here.
I think I might just need to... I need to sit down for a minute.
Own cradles you a little bit.
Yeah, I think Hayden just kind of starts to collapse into them.
And they hold you.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
All in good time. You're still here. That's the most important thing.
You're still here. You didn't leave.
And Owen says, we won't leave. And you sit together. Winona shows up a little later, sitting next to you. And she says, they told me to stay inside. And I saw they were church assassins. I thought they were...
Yeah, it's all right. You did the small thing. I did a series of dumb things, but I'm still here.
She says, we're still here. And next time, if there's running to be done, we'll do it together.
That's a nice thought. Let's not have any running for a second, but that's a nice thought.
She grabs your hand.
I squeeze it.
Salome, you're alone. You're invisible. What's going on?
In the moments where Barabbas was handing off Lysander, I think Salome found herself within feet, possibly inches, of Titus. And I think that it scared the fuck out of her. I think that she put on as much bravado as she needed to get through that fight. But I think that seeing Titus, and even though he looks different, more different even than like Lysander does, I think he and Thaddeus share enough facially that it stuck with her. And I think that Salome is just really, really, really shaken by seeing Titus and just wants to disappear. And so I think as long as this invisibility will hold for a bit, at least, maybe not the full hour, but I think she spends some time just letting herself be small and letting herself be scared.
You sit with this fear, and the day passes around you.
I think the one thing that Salome does during this period is hold Ironwood as tightly as she can and send a flower to Lila.
You do. A flower grows on the hilt, blossoms, and then folds in on itself and disappears. A moment passes, and then the sword covers itself with flowers of every shade. And Lila sends her flowers back.
I hug the sword and cut myself a little bit by accident.
You do that a lot.
Yeah, Salome's usually bleeding from something. She's just clumsy. But I think she like holds the sword a little bit and maybe holds it too tight, but that's okay.
Wyatt, you run into Davy's house.
Davy, they're gone.
You hear, in here.
I follow in.
You run to an inner closet and open the door, and there, sort of huddled together, is a little hobgoblin family. Davy, his mom and his dad, all huddled together. His dad is a worker, like a man of the earth. Thick overalls, grimy. His mom is a teacher. Not at the university, just at a primary school. And they cling to their son, and their son clings to them. And Davy says, Wyatt! He lets go, and he runs, and he hugs you.
I hug him back.
I was so scared.
You're okay?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
For what?
I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do, so I confessed.
You confessed what?
I confessed to the local priest about what you were doing, and I didn't know what to do. And I told him that I wouldn't act on it. But I think he did. He says, and I'm sorry, and I hurt you, and I hurt your friends. And I didn't mean for that to happen. I didn't want it to happen.
I haven't seen my friends yet, but you're safe. And that's the most important thing right now, that you and your family are safe. We can go find my friends, but I hope you get why I did what I did in Thunder Pass.
Yeah, I do.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Sutton. I'm Wyatt.
Mr. Sutton raises a hand and goes, good to see you, Wyatt.
He says, nice to finally meet you.
Davy's told us a lot about you.
Can your Mr. and Mrs. Sutton, can we go talk in a different room for just a quick second?
let's get out of this closet. Hayden.
Mm-hmm.
You are on the sidewalk and you watch as a half-elven man appears at the end of the street. Tight-knit bun, a quarterstaff behind him.
I stand.
He looks over and he sees you. He begins walking towards you.
Stop.
He stops.
I assume you're here for Wyatt Forsythe.
He says, Master Forsythe sent me to secure his position as governor of Echo. I came to secure Wyatt.
Wyatt does not want to go back. You can have him answer that for himself. But I will not let him be taken where he does not want to go.
My goal is not to take young Master Forsyth where he wants to go, but where he is the most safe.
Maybe we have different definitions of safe.
Perhaps.
I have no quarrel with you, but anyone just doing their jobs gets no quarter from me.
He raises his chin. Salome, you are at the end of the street. You can see this interaction happening.
Yeah, Salome understands that there's only so much time to be small. And looking a bit jumpy, comes out of invisibility and addresses Clive.
Clive, howdy. Don't know whether you recognize me out of context.
I recognize you, ma'am.
Please, Salome is fine. I think I've told you that before, but I don't think Thaddeus liked it real well. Wyatt's inside. He'd be happy to see you. Hayden, this is Clive. It's Wyatt's friend from Threed.
Pleasure to make your acquaintance, sir.
He says, are you friends of Master Wyatt's?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Are you friends with Grand High Inquisitor Lucien Courtois, known child murderer?
God!
Because that's who you're traveling with. So when you say you want to take Wyatt somewhere safe, I struggle to believe you.
He says, in my line of work, one cannot afford friends.
Look, Clive, can we just agree to not take anybody anywhere? We have done our damnedest to keep Wyatt safe. And I think that we have done so pretty successfully. And if I might say so myself, he's kept us safe a number of times. He's pretty clever with the fire and all. But why don't we all just get together and talk out next steps? We mean you no harm. I don't think you want to hurt us either. I don't have a lot of fight left in me right now. I'd really rather just talk.
Wyatt, you're inside as you hear voices in the street, and you recognize all of them. The Sutton family is with you, but you recognize the voices of Salome, Hayden, and Clive.
Can I understand the conversation? Like, can I hear the words, or do I just hear?
You hear voices. It seems calm.
I don't know. So, one of those people out there is Clive from my parents. And he's probably here to take me away. So I don't know what's going to happen when I leave this house. But I want to thank you for everything that you've done for me while we were at school. And Wyatt takes out his bag of roleplay money and gives it to the parents.
They look inside, and Mrs. Forsyth says,
oh, hon, we can't accept this.
No, no, please do. It's okay. I have a lot more. This is just what I carry on me. Especially if I go home. I won't need it.
Mr. Forsyth sort of puts a hand on your shoulder and says,
I don't know what your living situation at home is, but you always have a seat at our table.
Do Wyatt hugs him?
The Sutton family hugs you.
Oh, he's like a blue-collar dad, too. His hugs are perfect.
They all give really good hugs.
Davey, can I show you something in your room?
Yeah.
So, don't freak out. But I died, and I met the actual flame, like the lion, and he gave me this, and I show the mark.
Davey looks at your palm and looks at you and says, "You did?"
Yeah, it was really freaking cool. But not the dying part, but the meeting.
You died? Wait, hold on. You died?
Yeah, no, but I came back. It's okay.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, it was a lot. I haven't really talked about it yet. I don't know what I will, but I died, and then I met the flame, and then there's like a parasite on it, like kind of a weird like thing attached to it that I think I kind of blew up, but I'm not really sure.
Oh,
and then
god.
And then it's a big lion with like a lot of flame mane, but doesn't really have a head. It's like a body of a lion with like a fire head. And then I helped it, and then it came out, and then I had to go to this place where there was a river with a giant water otter and a weird bird thing. That one I can't really explain. You just gotta take that with me. And the otter was trying to kind of kill me, I think, even though I was already dead. I'm not really sure what was happening there. But then the otter and the weird bird started fighting, and then the lion showed up and stopped them because they're siblings. And he continues to, because I've said so much already. Spews the story of me dying and getting this mark.
No, Davey sits with that and says, I'm glad you're okay.
I'm glad you're okay.
He smiles. Hayden and Salome, Clive listens to you both and says, "Is Wyatt safe?"
Yeah. You want to talk to him? Judging by the assassin bodies that just got sort of dragged behind the house, I'd say Wyatt's safer than them.
Clive puts away his quarterstaff, lowers it back, and then drops to his knees and stays there.
"You all right, dear heart?"
He says, "I will not act against young Master Wyatt's safety. If he is safe, I will let him remain so for now."
"Okay, but you don't have to stay there on the ground. You can sort of come inside with us if you want to."
"Thank you, ma'am."
"We're about as far away from Threed as you can get. I think we can dispense with hierarchies."
He thinks and says, "Thank you, Madam Briar."
Casey, would I know Clive's last name?
Yeah. Clive Cotra.
"All right, Mr. Cotra. You can come on in and be inside with us.
I'm sure Wyatt would love to see you."
He slowly nods and then rises to his feet. As you head into the Sutton residence, thousands of miles away, there is a circle on the ground in a hallowed hall. The circle lights up, and then two figures appear in it. One clutches her chest and leans against a column. The other snarls and turns on her and says, "You fool! Why? You had one job on this mission. That was to vouchsafe my security. You are here for me. And you almost got me killed." The woman turns to him and says, "Of course, I do apologize for my transgressions. It won't happen again." The pale man fidgets, not believing what she says. He snarls and puts the gun away in his holster. He says, "And she was there. A complication." And he hesitates for a moment. "But no matter. I've gotten what I need." And he turns and, with a bag of holding slung around his neck, walks out of the Focus Indominant. And with that, we'll pick up next time.
listening to another episode of Mage Hand High Five, The Badlands. Want to show your support for our show? Want to hear us talk more about it? Then check out our Patreon at patreon.com/magehandhighfive. For just $5 a month, you get all kinds of extra goodies like early access to merch, peeks behind Casey's GM screen, and a whole second extra podcast, Mage Hand Down Low, where we talk about the behind the scenes of the episodes. Not to mention, you can help support small creators as we work on this passion project for you. Check us out at patreon.com/magehandhighfive. Thanks to Jacob Kirzner for our music and Shane Smith for our logo and our cover art. Check out our website at magehandhighfive.com and look for us all across social media. We are on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Discord, Blue Sky, and wherever else we may be, we're going to be there at Magehand High Five. Go to your podcatcher of choice and throw a 5-star review our way. If you already have, thank you so much. And if you haven't yet, jump on in. The water's fine. And now I'm going to shout out all of our subscribers over on Patreon. And I'm going to do it in one breath. Nikki Multi, Azure, Luke Sharples, Miranda Couple, Jay, Theo Els, White, Lindsay, Dale Heimbecker, Dan Bibby Fresh, Darth Zelda, Deborah Jacobson, Jackson Maurer, Ocarina Sonata, Mads the Jellycube, Morgan Faber, Kathleen Ayers, Kellen Wilbur, Trout Relief, Chronic Dreamer, Patrick Hickman, Debbie, Nathan Ritter, Chicken Too Tasty, Evan Noon, Avery Spar, Am Lovelies, Allison DeVelvis, Doss Carpenter, Diana Bacon, Al Forrest Doki, Liz Spar, Carrie Lee, Jonathan Gunn, Tyler Gardner, Julana Pang, Laura Al, Chloe Utley, and Sammy Richardson. Whew, I had some stumbles in there, but mostly there was a saliva problem I was dealing with. So, yeah. Tell your friends about the show. Tell your foes about the show. Tell that mysterious figure in the mask and the big kitchen knife who's just been following me around the neighborhood waiting for cover of darkness for some nefarious deed. And when you do, use the hashtag MHH5. And hey, how about a high five?